Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that I don't often talk about when it comes to business strategy, which is your competition. Specifically, I'm going to be telling you the one competitor that you cannot ignore. And so many entrepreneurs forget that this is their biggest competitor. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. One of the things that I get asked about the most from you, the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur listeners, whether it be you guys reaching out to me over email or sending me direct messages on Instagram or on Facebook, is copywriting. People are very fascinated by copywriting because, let's face it, what is copywriting? I mean, at its most basic elements, copywriting is just selling through words written. So it could be selling through emails, selling through your website, selling through social media, selling through anywhere. That's all copy is. Selling through advertising, obviously ad copy is a big one. So it's just selling through the written word. And what we're going to talk about today is relevant not only to copywriting. This is definitely not an episode about copywriting, but the reason why I bring copywriting up is because I want you to start viewing copywriting as simply having a sales conversation. And that's why a lot of people make copy way more complicated than it is. They think they need to have some crazy copywriting formulas or some crazy creative headlines and subheadlines and hooks and all these things, which, by the way, those things help. Yes, you do want a sexy headline. You want some good marketing hooks. I love coming up with those things. But the truth is, and this leads me right into the point that I want to make in today's episode, all of those things come from sitting down and mentally asking yourself, all right, if I was the person on the receiving end of this pitch, of this sell, what's going through my head? And that's why marketers love using that. It's kind of a marketing cliche, which is the best marketing is one that enters the conversation that's already going on in your prospect's mind. So if you can enter their thoughts, if you can say, hey, I know that you're thinking this, but here's the reality, then you have a winning copywriting formula or a winning sales formula. And we're going to touch on one specific part of your sales conversations that has to be present, but I think way too many entrepreneurs ignore, and that is your biggest competition with regards to any sales pitch. And a lot of people, and I went to business school, I went for 4 years, gotten a lot of student debt, which thank goodness I'm not in anymore. Thanks to the world of entrepreneurship, I was able to pay that student debt off. But in business school, they lie to us. They teach us about competition. They tell us to do things like a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T, which is where you look at your competitors. You identify their strengths, their weaknesses, the opportunities in the marketplace, the threats that are in the marketplace. They really, really get in your head about your competition. While doing that, they ignore our biggest competition. You and I, we have the same biggest competitor. And I'm not going to throw a cliche out at you. I'm not going to say, oh, your biggest competition is yourself, which is true, but this isn't Mindset and Motivation Monday. We are talking about some tangible business strategy right now. And I'm going to tell you, when you are pitching somebody your product or your service, I know already what competitor of yours they're considering going with instead of working with you. And I promise you this is the case because this competitor is way more appealing than buying your product or service. You don't know who that competitor is? Inaction. No. Indecisiveness. Doing nothing. That's your biggest competitor, because every single time you pitch someone on your product or your service or your book or whatever the heck it is that you're trying to sell to them, it is way easier. I'm telling you, way easier for them to just say, no thanks. That's it. That is your biggest competitor. Your biggest competitor, your prospect's biggest, most likely choice is inaction. It's to do absolutely nothing. And when I look at people's copy, when I look at the way people try to sell to people, I see them say, oh, our product or service is better than our competitors because their products or services don't do this. Our products and services are better because they do this one thing really well. Yeah, but You know what else is easier than all of those things? Just for me to not make a decision whatsoever and to not buy anything at all. As a consumer, that is my easiest and best and most frequent decision. And so for us, you and I, as entrepreneurs, I'm back on your team, don't you worry. For you and I, it's so important when we're pitching our products and services to address what's going to happen if they choose that horrible, horrible competitor of ours called inaction. We need to put our egos to the side. I know we all feel like there's no reason people shouldn't have my product or my service. We all feel that way about our products and services. But the truth is, we need to put our ego to the side for a second and say, hey, odds are that this person is going to be indecisive and this person is going to choose inaction. With that in mind, what can I say? What can I show? What can I do to make them realize that they not only want my product or service, but they want it more than they want inaction. They want it more than they want indecisiveness. They want it more than they want to just say, yeah, I'd rather not buy anything at all. I'd rather just save that money. So it's so important for you to sit down and ask yourself, really, I already mentioned, put your ego to the side on this one. It's so important when you're writing copy. Sit down and role play. Pretend you are the potential customer or client and ask yourself, gosh, why would it be easier to just keep on scrolling, to just ignore that email, to just say no when I'm on the phone with that person? Why would it be easier? What would life look like if I just decided to take no action whatsoever? And then put your entrepreneur hat back on, because I want you to really work into your copy, really work into your sales pitch, really work into your sales process a way to illustrate for them and illuminate for them why inaction is so costly for them, why inaction is a horrible decision now that they've found you. We are really good at stressing all the awesome things about our products and services, but we're really bad at addressing the elephant in the room, which is how easy it is for them to just walk away and say no. And so whether you're listening to this episode through the lens of, Brian, I want to get better at email copy. Brian, I want to get better at Facebook ad copy. Brian, I want to get better at pitching to people in person. Brian, I want to get better at video pitches. I want to get better at in-person pitches. Whatever it is, wherever it is that you're pitching to people, you really need to be prepared to address your biggest competitor, which is them taking no action whatsoever. And a lot of times, and I've seen, gosh, one of my favorite things, I have two favorite things in the world, to overhear. I love overhearing first dates when I'm working from coffee shops. Absolutely love it. Fascinating world of human psychology and all that fun stuff. And the second thing I always love overhearing is sales pitches. And the reason is because so often the person who's selling will ask for objections and they'll say, well, what is it about my product or service that makes you hesitate or makes you want some additional time? What is it about other products or services that you've looked at that those have tempted you? And they ignore the biggest competitor of saying, yeah, what is it that makes you cautiously consider, even consider taking no action at all today? What would you do instead? What is your life going to look like if you just walk away right now? And really letting the prospect talk about what's going to happen with inaction. And there's one thing. So if you've been a longtime listener of this podcast, hopefully you've heard the incredible T.G. Thomas on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast at least once. He's a sales expert. I've brought him in to speak to the Launch Coalition, which is my community of entrepreneurs who learn together, grow together, collaborate together, do really incredible things together. And T.G. Thomas was our guest speaker a few months ago. And T.G. really talked about letting your prospects sell themselves. And so if it gets to the point where they start thinking about taking no action at all, just ask them to answer this question themselves and ask them to answer it out loud and say, why did you initially take the time to talk to me? What was it about your life that made you say, you know what, I got to talk to so-and-so because I want things to be different? What was going through your mind in that moment? Because that's when they'll realize, wait, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. If I do nothing, I will be right in that exact scenario again, that led me to this conversation to even start thinking about making a change. It's so important to always bring your sales conversations, your copy, your sales pitches, everything back to, hey, this is why inaction is costly. This is why we're having this conversation in the first place, because you already know what inaction looks like. So, gosh, 10 minutes that we could talk about the perils of inaction, but really at the root of today's episode, the strategy I want you to take away from today's episode is I want you to acknowledge your biggest competitor, which always is, no matter what it is that you sell, your biggest competitor is them potentially not taking action. So if you haven't put this work in to date yet, if you haven't put this work in up to this point, sit down and ask yourself, yeah, what can I say about that competitor of inaction? What can I say? What reasons can I give them? What emotional appeals can I make? What can I do to illustrate for them, hey, I know one of your easiest options is to take no option whatsoever, but here's why that is in fact the worst option. Hopefully, this gives you some food for thought. Hopefully, it makes your sales pitches better, whether they come through written word, whether they come from you in person, whether they come over the phone. You need to be prepared to address this. That's it from me today. I hope you loved this Strategy Wednesday episode. This is one that I've really been thinking about because I see so many entrepreneurs making this mistake. As always, make sure you pound that subscribe button. I'll tell you what, this is my, I don't do this often, but this is my plea to you. If you love these episodes, take 60 seconds today to just leave a rating and review in the podcast app of your choice. It really, really helps the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast big time. I'll tell you what, for all the podcasts that you listen to, it makes the host so happy, so fired up to see you leave a rating and review. So seriously, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It would mean so much to me today if you left a rating and a review. In fact, I'll actually read a couple of them on air at an episode coming up. But otherwise, that's it from me today. Hit that subscribe button. I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.